Right now, time to welcome in Ruth Epstein, who, of course, covers our region for the Waterbury Republican-American, but also joins us on a Monday morning, and we take a look at stories that she has been following and that stories that are coming up. Good morning, Ruth.
Hey, Marshall. How are you this morning?
All right. We're only halfway through budget season. I'm already budgeted out.
I know. Numbers floating in your head.
It's yeah. You know, it's amazing. I looked at the region one, the vote there, and it passed in each town. About 340 people voted total.
Total. It just boggles my mind.
Yeah. You know, it's yeah. You know, it's,
we're talking $16 million.
Yeah. And then what happened once again, and it continues on Facebook, people complained that they didn't know that the budget vote. I don't know what more people can, what more we as media or the school can do other than do what it's been doing. And CATV, I mean, if you didn't know the budget vote was coming, you just don't tune into local media.
Well, it's so interesting. Yeah, we had some talk on our community Facebook page, and people responded. You know, somebody said, how are people to know? Well, you're right. I mean, it's been blasted all over the papers and your radio. There were signs, at least here in Kent, I'm sure in other towns, in front of the town hall, vote, you know, on a certain date. So I don't know how much more we can do.
Yeah,
I just don't get it.
And I finally just put a thing up. I said, you know what? Region 1 has a website. And I put the website up there, and I said, look,
yep,
there's a calendar for the next 2 months that's up. That's always up there.
Yeah. People just don't avail themselves sometimes. Yeah. I found it interesting. There was a stream of emails, somebody asking about what local newspapers you read, and there were over 100 responses, and some people just said none. You know, they just don't read anything. So, and others, you know, there were different answers to it, but if you don't avail yourself of what is around, and there's plenty of information, then I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Well, actually, this week is a pretty busy week, especially the beginning part of the week.
Yes, well, tonight's my doubleheader in Falls Village, Board of Selectmen and Board of Finance. And the Board of Finance heard the budgets, and now they're about to deliberate on them, so that's tonight. Tomorrow is Sharon, Board of Selectmen, and that hearing is next week. Sharon hearing, town meeting is Friday night.
It's Friday night, yeah.
On the budget, yeah, and that's both in person and Zoom, I assume, because that's the way the hearing was.
Yeah, and I think there's even an extra meeting with the Falls Rose Board of Selectmen this afternoon. Probably thought to talk about budget stuff.
About, I think. Could be. Yeah. Well, I'll wait till tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure about next weekend, Marshall, but I'm sure there'll be library talks and all kinds of stuff.
There is. Lori Lyle has something coming up.
On her new book.
On her new book at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's a couple of things going on at the Scoville Library.
Right.
D.M. Hunt Library as well. So, I mean.
Yeah, the libraries have been, as we keep saying, just amazing. We did. Canaan is a little bit messed up. I don't want to use that word. I shouldn't say that. But construction is going on on the tracks, the railroad tracks, and right near the railroad station. Charlie Parati, the first selectman, said that work probably will not be done for another 12 weeks. There was some issue with the Housatonic Railroad. But the one at McDonald's, there are two railroad crossings there on along Route 44. The one at McDonald's should be done within the next month. And probably there will be some rerouting of traffic. So just beware, you may be stuck in some detours up
there. And they have tried to change the hours of construction a little bit also to lessen the impact. But when you have those projects and they have to be done, there's just no way you can.
No way. And this is so long in coming and so needed. And it is, I mean, it's virtually right in the center of town. You couldn't get more central, but it'll be worth it in the long run. And there's also a bridge work going up in Canaan Valley, too, Toby Hills. So, towns are starting to see construction jobs as spring comes along. We had the National Day of Prayer. I went to the one in Sharon, but they were in most of the towns, nicely done. There are, what else did I say? Oh, the Salisbury selectmen are talking about a variety of things, including the old railroad station, which you are most familiar with, the use of that. And they have decided to put off doing anything, making any decisions. There are lots of people looking and requesting some, would like to put some business or operation in there, but the selectmen want to hold off because of Holly Place. You know, it's right around the corner, and there's just so many balls up in the air at this point. So they have decided not to make any decisions on the railroad station, the former railroad station, until the Holly Place is settled. And speaking of Holly Place, they are deliberating. They started this week, 3 hours of deliberations. No, I guess it was last week. And they will be meeting again on May 17th or 18th to continue deliberations. So it's a long, complex application, and they want to make sure they get it right. So,
you know, talking about the railroad station, you're right. I am very familiar with that. When we were in there, when we started Q103, and we opened up the our restrooms as long as people were at the station. The restrooms were open for the public when we were there, and that's a great location, and hopefully somebody will go in there, because a building sits unused and it deteriorates. It just does. I mean, we found that when we came here into 67 Main Street. It was only empty for 1 year, and it had deteriorated on the inside quite a bit. So hopefully they'll get that all straightened out.
Well, it's a little difficult because the piece of land it sits on is so interesting. It includes Factory Pond.
Yeah.
So, you know, whoever goes in there gets that part of it, I guess, or the town continues, obviously, to maintain it, but it's sort of a confusing, complex issue. So, again, they have to be careful before they make any decisions. And the talk continues about Great Falls and what's going to happen there this summer, after last summer when the crowds just, you know, overwhelmingly came to the falls to seek relief, mostly people from downstate or New York City, and caused quite a chaotic situation. So,
well, I heard that once again, this should make people in Bulls Bridge happy, that they're going to open up that to kind of lessen the impact on
Well, Curtis Rand's, you know, his talking with First Light said, you've got to open up some, you know, it's like everybody in one spot. If you open up more spots, at least they will spread out. But it's going to be a concern, and the neighbors are concerned, and of course the emergency personnel are concerned. So we'll be keeping an eye out on that. But it's another issue that who knows what the answer is. It's tough. It's very hard. There should be a balloon float this afternoon or this morning up at Wake Robin Inn for the cell tower. They had to cancel last week because of weather. I assume it's going to go today. It looks kind of clear.
They actually had it.
They had it?
They had it on Friday because people posted pictures. You can't see it at all from Lake Winnetskopomock. You can see it a little bit from locations. It's not as bad as you thought.
Hmm.
Yeah, they actually, I think they had it on Friday. I actually think they did it on Friday.
Oh, okay. Well,
I could be wrong, but I saw the posts on Facebook from various people.
Okay, because there was talk of changing it and putting it on. So, very well. Maybe you're right. Maybe it was Friday. And Sunday was the rain date. You're right. I'm getting my
but there wasn't mixed up. Much. There really wasn't much to see. Really, I mean, yeah. In some locations, you're going to see the tippy top of the tower. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. But not in most locations. It's pretty well hidden.
Yes, you're right. It was Friday, and it was. I think the people on the lake are most concerned. That's where there was some. So they wanted to be sure those people could see where it's going to be. But I understand it's in a thicket of
forest. I'm telling you, for they had a picture from the boat docks in the lake. Mm-hmm. You can't tell that there's a tower anywhere. There was another picture from the west side of it and the northwest side of it. You could see a little bit of it. It wasn't that bad at all, really. So it'll be interesting. There's still going to be, I think, more people are more concerned between you and me than seeing the tower, then when you, they've heard all these stories about 5G, and that's what I think people are worried about.
Right, than, that's the big issue. Yeah,
more than seeing it actually. But speaking about cell towers, you're finally working the one in Cornwall, Cobble Pond.
Exactly, up on Bell Road Extension, and they're also, I think, talking about powering up the one finally at Salisbury School in that area. So, but. Again, cell towers will be in the headlines.
they really are, and people want the convenience and the need of the communication. The emergency people want them, but there's also the other impacts that people are against. It's like it's like everything else nowadays. Nothing is simple.
So true. Something you think will just go right through has all kinds of consequences.
But also in Connecticut, you have the Siting Council, which really has the ultimate say, the Connecticut Siting Council.
People don't realize that the towns can't, I mean, they can give input, but the final decision always rests with the state and the Siting Council. So, I think people have to understand that as well. So I'm sure it'll be a busy week, Marshall.
We'll find out more about budgets in Sharon and stuff like that, and of course the housing in Salisbury. So we'll see what happens, you know.
Yep. As I say, deliberations will continue on that, and we'll see. But we're out there.
All right, Ruth.
Marshall, have a good week, and maybe we'll speak.
Okay, take care, Ruth.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio. You can see her stories and more stories at rep-am.com on the web.